I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
15-year-old Nigel Shelby killed himself after he was subjected to anti-gay bullying in Huntsville, Alabama. This is a story that a lot of us discovered, and it just breaks our heart to continue to see these stories. The Trevor Project is an incredible organization that we've worked with over the years, the premier organization around suicide prevention and intervention. And Kevin Wong is joining us right now, head of communications of the Trevor Project. Thanks for being here amidst these, you know, really horrible circumstances.
Yeah, it's a tragic time, but also good that you are all talking about this and making sure to destigmatize suicide and talking about it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, one that when I saw this story, I immediately had chills because, one, he is he's an LGBTQ youth, but he's also a person of color. And I think there was something about, obviously, his story and being, like, bullying that I feel like everyone can relate to. But there was, you even gave us some notes kind of before to kind of do some quick do's and don'ts for people to know about when they're talking about suicide that I really wanted you to kind of talk about on air, about, you know, how you, I guess, the nuanced language involved in that, if you don't mind kind of going into that.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we say the most is to stay away from saying commit suicide. So that's important because people associate negative connotations with the word commit, right? So one might commit a felony, one might commit perjury. So instead, the language that the suicide prevention community has adopted is maybe attempt suicide, complete suicide, or died by suicide.
Yeah, when something tragic like this happens, do you see more calls and outreach to the Trevor Project? And once again, you are the leading organization for the LGBTQ plus community and youth specifically around this.
Yeah, and to your point, we do sometimes experience an influx if there's something that's being talked about publicly, mm-hmm. and that could be something like the trans military ban or something that targets LGBTQ people specifically. And, you know, when you hear about your identities being talked about in a very public and negative way, that can impact your mental health. So we will see sometimes an increase in call volume, chat or text volume at the Trevor Project.
And I guess when you see something like this and it hits the community in such a strong way, youth to adults, everyone of all ages, you know, internally, what happens when you see a headline like this?
Yeah, so I'll actually go back to something that Ryan said. We already know that suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people. And on top of that, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth have it worse. They're actually more than four times more likely to attempt suicide than their peers. Now, Nigel, like you said, Ryan, is also Black. Mm. Black children take their lives at nearly twice the rate of their white counterparts.
Yeah.
So if you're familiar with the minority stress model, we actually know that experiences of discrimination lead to greater disparities in mental health. So what does that look like, right? Increased risk factors for suicide in the LGBTQ youth community. But if you're a Black young LGBTQ person, what does that mean? You can often experience discrimination related to both your race and ethnicity in addition to sexual orientation. So those multiple forms of discrimination can cause worse mental health outcomes than experiencing only one of those forms of discrimination.
And that is honestly is so scary because I also, in some of research that we have, mental health awareness campaigner Nadia Richardson said in a statement that suicide in Black youth is on the rise and has reportedly reached twice that of white youth, which is so scary to know. What are some signs for parents to kind of look out for if their child is, you know, possibly being bullied? Is there something that we can, you know, as parents of LGBTQ youth, they should be kind of aware of?
Absolutely. So keeping an eye on your children and being involved in their lives is a great way to show support. So we know that one supportive person can decrease an LGBTQ's risk of suicide by 30%. So that can take a few different forms. Like I said, being involved in their life, showing support for LGBTQ topics and issues, even if you're not sure that your child might be part of the LGBTQ community, just showing that support can really help a young person and save their life.
So the state of Alabama, where this happened, provides no legal protections for LGBTQ plus high school students. Is the Trevor Project doing anything to change this?
There's actually something that we're trying to do across all states, and that's introduce LGBTQ competent and minority competent suicide prevention policies. So that's working with legislators in every state to introduce those policies to make sure there's a comprehensive intervention, postvention, and risk detection program. And like I said, that's not just LGBTQ young people. Minorities in general are at higher risk for experiencing discrimination and increased risk for suicide.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it can be very hard, especially pushing. Obviously, you want your LGBTQ people and part of this community. You're trying to push and say, you know, it's going to get better, everything's going to be fine. But when you're dealing in a political climate that we're kind of in, where we're seeing, you know, LGBTQ plus rights just being kind of stripped away day by day, what is something like, how do you continue to keep up the hope? How do you continue to know that it will get better one day?
Yeah, so something that we try to strive for in being that one supportive person, even if you don't have that person in your physical daily life, the Trevor Project is here for you to be that supportive person, right? So we're always there to let people know that you're never alone, you're loved, and your life has value. We know how hard school especially can be. I know the story is about a student. We know, like I'm saying, how hard it is. You know, 1/10 of lesbian, gay, and bisexual students report not even attending school because of safety concerns, which is bananas, right? Young people spend so much time in school, and that's where they should feel the safest. In addition to home.
Yeah, totally. And that stat you mentioned just keeps on standing out. Suicide in Black youth is on the rise and reportedly reached twice that of white youth. So how can we support communities of color so this number goes down completely, if anything, significantly?
Yeah, so Alabama specifically, you know, has a varied population, a lot of different races and ethnicities, and making sure to support all of them, right? So while I don't have the specific breakdowns of how many of different races reached out to Trevor last year, I can tell you 600 crisis contacts came from Alabama. And that's just, I know that number alone is shocking, but that's actually less than 5% of the number of Alabama's LGBTQ youth who we estimate could use our services. So that's youth in crisis in Alabama.
Wow. I'm thinking about this entire thing, because a lot of times, a lot of people don't know, of course, you know, when you're being bullied, of course, you can feel sad and all these things. But I feel like there can also be a lot of misconceptions when it comes to people that are being bullied or even dealing with depression or mental health issues. What is something, especially for allies, to kind of be on the lookout for, to be of support?
Yeah. So being an ally means participating, right? Being active, not a passive ally. So because LGBT youth are bullied at school, one third of all LGBT youth are bullied in school. Think about what happens outside of school too, right? So that could be electronically bullied, and they are more than 2 times more likely to be electronically bullied than their straight peers. So if you are in an environment, electronic or physical, where you are in a position to support LGBTQ young people, you should absolutely do that and step up, because you never know how much you will affect or positively impact that person's life and maybe even save it.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for your time. We know how busy you guys are, and the work you do is just incredible.
Yeah, we love the Trevor Project. You guys are phenomenal.
So Kevin Wong, again, that's where to find him. Head of Communications, the Trevor Project. For more info, go to thetrevorproject.org. There's also a number to call, 1-866-488-7386. I know you have people that are available 24/7.
Yeah, call us, chat us, and text us anytime. We're here to support you.